إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه وبعد. On the subject of resilience which we were talking about, the life of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم is one of the finest examples of what to do. And as I have been mentioning, the three steps: face the facts, never lose faith, and never lose hope in eventual success. And the third one is to make sense of the mess. And that is what we'll talk about today, which is how do you make sense of the mess? Because whatever difficulty, whatever tribulation you find yourself in, you have to get out of it. Simply sitting there and having faith won't help. Faith is important, otherwise you won't even work. But at the end of that, you also have to have a game plan. There are two parts to that game plan. One is to try to visualize the eventual goal as clearly as possible. What is it you want to achieve? What does success mean? How do you define that success? If you want to get out of this, whatever situation it is, what is the eventual situation? What is the eventual goal? What does it look like? And I believe this is one of our biggest problems as the Muslim Ummah today. We all talk about the mess that we are in, both locally and globally. But I don't think there is a single clue that is there in anybody's mind of what the final outcome looks like. It's complete confusion. We don't know. So if I say, okay, you just imagine that everything, all your problems are solved, what is it we are seeing there? What does that final goal look like? We have no clue. So that is important. It's important that we should be clear in terms of what does that final goal look like. And the degree to which we are clear, to that degree we will succeed. Because the goal has the power to draw you towards it. And that is the power of extraordinary goals. Extraordinary goals inspire extraordinary effort, which is needed in order to achieve those extraordinary goals. So that extraordinary goal must be absolutely crystal clear in your mind. Only then will it generate the effort that is required to reach that goal. If the goal is not clear, the effort won't happen. So that is the most important thing, is to have this goal absolutely clear in your mind. Then, working backward from the goal, we need to create a roadmap. How do you reach this goal? And the clarity of that roadmap, the degree to which that roadmap is detailed, also spells success. Simply saying things like we have to work hard is absolute nonsense. What is the meaning of work hard? What does it mean? Specific steps. Step number one is this, number two is this, number three is this. In order to achieve step number one, these are the things I have to do, sub-steps. That is very important. The metrics are extremely important. How do you measure that you are in the right direction? How do you measure that you are doing the right things? How do you measure whether you are getting progress or you are going backwards? That is very, very critical and very important. Specific steps. And the third one is to take that step one day at a time, to ensure that you place your foot completely on one step before you take another step. So ensure that you take those steps one day at a time and continue. Keep to that metrics. Measure yourself relentlessly, make no excuses about it, and continue. That's very important. These are two or three very critical steps without which success won't happen. Even though you might have a lot of faith, and even though you might be very enthusiastic and so on, but you will not succeed, because if there is no clarity in goal, you have no clue where you're going. Same thing applies to business also. When I'm saying resilience, I don't mean only that you have to be in a disaster to apply this. No. Even normal people, if you are looking at a business success, what is this success? Define that success. When you say, I want my business to be successful, what does it mean? What are the measurements of that success? Then the roadmap, how do you get there? And that clarity in terms of the metrics of that. What are the steps? How do you know you are reaching them? And the ability and willingness to apply that relentlessly without any excuses. Excuses do not change reality. Believe me. Excuses don't change reality. A failure does not become success because you have a good excuse. Failure is a failure. Loss is a loss. Just because you have a good excuse, it does not change the loss into gain. This is one of my, I think, if I have to say, what is the biggest learning in my life, this is the biggest learning. That loss does not change to gain because you have an excuse. Unfortunately, we live in a whole system which programs us in the opposite direction. You know, a child goes late to school, he goes late to class, he tells teacher, teacher, I'm sorry, I'm late. Teacher will say, it's okay. So he believes it's okay. How can it be okay? In a 1 hour lesson, you just missed 20 minutes. Right? How can it be okay? So either the lesson was completely useless, in which case your going to the class is useless. Or this lesson was something which was very valuable, out of which you lost 20 minutes. And that 20 minutes is never going to come back. It's a permanent loss. That 20 minutes is never going to come back. So how is it okay? Just because the teacher says it's okay? Can't be okay. So this is foolishness. This is absolute nonsense which the world tries to foist on us. And we are very, you know, we like to listen to that and we like to accept it. And we apply it throughout our lives. People are forever giving you excuses. This is what happened. Oh, but you know, I failed because of this, this, this. Oh, the global economic situation. Believe me, every single situation where you tell me and you give me an excuse why you failed, I will show you, guarantee. I will show you somebody in exactly your situation or worse who succeeded despite all that. So, that is the point I am saying. I will show you. I will give you live examples of people who succeeded even though they were in the same situation or in worse situations. So all these excuses, don't cut any ice. You want to fool yourself, go ahead. No problem. The world is full of suckers. One more makes no difference. But if you want to get real, then get real. And if you get real, it means that no excuses. If you failed, you failed. Wake up to the fact, make a plan to succeed. Otherwise, stick there. It's your life, I mean, who cares? One day you will die, one day everybody dies. But if you want to make a success out of your life, you have to get up, you have to wake up, and you have to start doing some work. Excuses don't change anything at all. Unfortunately, we are a nation who are the greatest excuse manufacturers in the world. Blame exporters and excuse manufacturers. Those are two, you know, our branding. Excuse manufacturing and blame exporting. Whatever happened to me is somebody else's fault. So I think it's very high time we wake up in our personal lives as well as collectively and start doing something about making some changes which will be very good for us and for the rest of the world and of course for our own akhirah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us to do that which is pleasing to Him and to be pleased with it and to help us and to put barakah in that which is His promise. Inshallah, Allah will do. But we have to make this effort. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika arhamar rahim.